after over 2.5 months away from play. I really thought that you looked really good out there.
Yeah, thank you. I felt better as the game went on. Obviously, the first 5 minutes are a little shaky, but it's going to take a bit to get my game going again.
Were you expecting it? I mean, being shaky at the beginning?
Yeah, I think so. Everyone, you know, when you come back from an injury, as long as I've been out, it takes a while to get going again. But, you know, with the help of the guys in the room, all being positive, you know, supporting me the whole way, so it was good.
Was there a moment during the game where you felt, well, and I'm now pretty much more comfortable on the ice without any doubts behind your mind?
Yeah, I think after the first 5 minutes, you know, like I said, I kind of settled in there. And, you know, like I said, the help of the guys, you know, they were awesome tonight, and the coaching staff and everyone in the room.
You're coming back in a situation where the team is winning. There's a good vibe around the team right now that is clearly all around in the stands. People are really cheering for this team, and you look really good, all of them on the ice right now.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the teams look great, and, you know, to get back in the game here and, you know, get a win, obviously it feels good. But, you know, we got a lot of work here to do before playoffs here, so we got to keep pushing.
You went after a really small guy on the other side of the ice, 6'5", Labatt there. Was that on purpose? I saw you look at him. You waited till he had the puck and you went full force. Was that for design there, going after the biggest guy possible, or did it just turn out that way?
No, I think it just turned out that way. Obviously, being physical is part of my game, but mm-hmm. you don't really look at who's there and the size of them usually.
But you did look at this. You did look at him before.
Yeah, well, I don't know. No idea.
How was it to see Otto Leskinen jump in there after that bit of a sketchy hit? Well, first of all, what was your opinion on the hit?
Yeah, I think obviously it was from behind a little, but mm-hmm. you know, I talked to the ref and he said he was just turning behind the play, pivoting, and you know, he just missed it, and you know, that happens in this league for sure. But you know, obviously the guys are supportive, so I think anyone in this room will step up for anyone if something happens.
In the ref, or the player was pivoting behind
the ref? Yes. The ref.
He had a perfect view of him, yeah. By the way. How did you feel your transition game was? Because at the beginning, like you said, a bit rusty, but it seemed like you got a lot more comfortable as it went on.
Yeah,
so you know, retrieval and clearing the zone.
For sure. Yeah, like I said, obviously, you know, the first 5 minutes are a little rough when you've been off for that amount of time, but mm-hmm. you know, with communication with all the guys on the ice, I think you know, I worked it out and figured it out throughout the game.
Do you follow social media at all? Do you ever go on there?
Not a whole lot.
There's been an outpouring of support every time your name is mentioned, and yeah. it's how good is it to hear that the fans are, I mean, you're not forgotten, that they're still way behind you and they're cheering for you full force. Does that must
yeah.
feel good?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's a great fan base here. Obviously, you know, they can be intimidating at times, but I think you know, with the support they've had for me, it's been great.
Have you been following any of the developments surrounding the coronavirus?
Yeah, I think everyone in the room has. I think there's some stuff going on right now with, you know, other leagues and things like that. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
How would you feel if it got to a point where you would have to play games behind closed doors? Obviously, teams like San Jose and Columbus are facing that reality right now.
Yeah, I think, you know, if it comes to that, that's what we'll have to do. You know, we'll have to find ways to, you know, get excited for games and just be pumped up with the position we're in right now. We got to keep pushing.
Before we can finally move on for these injuries, what was the number one mental aspect that kept you in the game? Because that must have been tough, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you had setback after setback. Mm-hmm. How did you stay positive from a mental aspect?
I think just finding things to do, you know, not always sitting around and thinking about it as much as I could. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew that the day would come that I'd get over it and achieve playing again. So I think that was the biggest thing for me. Obviously, the support staff I've had here in Laval has been great for me.
Thank you very much, Daniel.
Thank you.
Congrats. Well,